It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Republicans propose compelling Wisconsin sheriffs to check the citizenship status of anyone charged with a felony. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says Trump's proposed tariffs could cripple Wisconsin farms. A British author with ties to Menominee faces new sexual assault allegations. And the DNR hosts an ATV-UTV safety course in Barron this weekend. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's your top story. An SUV rear-ended a school bus in Dunn County this morning, resulting in an OWI arrest for the driver of the SUV. None of the 18 students on the bus or the students walking up to the bus to board it were injured, said Sheriff Kevin Bigd. Neither were the drivers. Authorities said the bus was stopped with warning and stoplights flashing on County Highway E south of Elk Mound when it was struck in the rear. The driver of the SUV, 33-year-old Ashley Harp of Eau Claire, was arrested on suspicion of OWI. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature announced a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify the immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. Here's New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley.
We don't want Wisconsin on the hook for this. Therefore, sheriffs shall seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred in complying with the retainer. We know from recent media that there are sheriffs in our state that are not interested in complying with federal law.
Counties which failed to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state shared revenue. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he'll veto such legislation. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says proposed tariffs from the Trump administration could cripple Wisconsin farms. Raymond Newport tells us more.
The Wisconsin Democrat says any country hit with American tariffs isn't going to roll over.
Tariffs will likely be met with retaliatory tariffs. We know that we'll lose export markets. We know that we will have a lot of pain to endure.
Baldwin says any cost increase that manufacturers and businesses see in those tariffs will simply be passed on to consumers. On Monday, the Trump administration paused 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A woman from New Zealand says in lawsuits that British author Neil Gaiman sexually assaulted her repeatedly when she worked as a babysitter and nanny for him and his wife. Scarlett Pavlovich filed the lawsuits in federal court in Wisconsin, Massachusetts, and New York. The lawsuits accuse Gaiman's wife, Amanda Palmer, of introducing Pavlovich to Gaiman as the couple's babysitter in 2022, even though she knew he would sexually assault her. Online court records don't list an attorney for Gaiman, but earlier this year, he denied ever engaging in non-consensual sex. The Associated Press does not identify people who say they have been sexually assaulted unless they come forward publicly, as Pavlovich has done. Pavlovich's attorneys stated in filings that Gaiman is a citizen of the United Kingdom, but resides in Menominee. A new television attack ad in Wisconsin's hotly contested Supreme Court race features a doctored image of the Liberal candidate, a move that her campaign claims would be a violation of a recently enacted state law. The image in question is of Susan Crawford. It appeared in a new TV ad Tuesday, paid for by the campaign of her conservative opponent, Brad Schimmel. In the original image, Crawford is smiling, but in the Schimmel ad, her lips are together. The new state law requires ads that have used artificial intelligence to include a disclaimer. Schimmel's campaign says the image was edited but not created by AI. A safety course teaching ATV safety is coming to Barron County. Christian Emery has a story.
The Wisconsin DNR will be hosting a safety course for all riders of ATV, UTV, and snowmobiles at the Barron County Emergency Operations Center this weekend. The class will allow four people 12 and older to become certified riders. Rebecca Eckenstead with Cumberland Healthcare, who works the event, says that being certified is a matter of safety.
Through September of 2024, there were 36 ATV, UTV-related deaths in the state of Wisconsin. And of these 36 deaths, only four individuals were safety certified, and only four of these individuals were wearing helmets.
The two-day class is Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon and is free to the public. For more information, you can contact Eckenstead at 715-419-1700. I'm Christian Emery.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.